Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss, helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan, until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, William's given up all hope of having a career after this podcast, so he and Jordan may say a few things that you may find, slightly offensive. If you think you can't handle it, press your pause button now.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas. Like, how old is too old to be practicing snogging on my pillow? I hate that word. Snogging.
Snogging.
Snogging, knickers and clubbing. Three words I hate. Like, don't say club. Are you going out clubbing tonight? No, because we're not in the pissing 90s. Ooh, snogging. And he's eating a takeaway whilst completely naked on my bed, okay?
On your bed or just on a bed?
You absolute arsehole, Producer Ben. I told you not to tell anyone about that. It was a tough Sunday. Is it all right to eat takeaway naked on your bed?
No, unless you're chronically ill and you've been sent up a tray.
What about breakfast in bed?
Oh, no.
No? No. I thought that were right posh. They do it on Downton Abbey, they have breakfast in bed.
Only if you're a married lady.
Oh, okay. And of course, what should you do if you've sexted your boss, but we're not your usual but we're not your usual agony aunts? Are we, William Hanson? Cue your joke.
No, I'm more Hampton Court, you're more Magistrates Court.
That's your best one in ages.
Thank you. Originally, I wrote Crown Court, but I got told that was too harsh.
What's Crown? No, Crown Court would have been
better. It's for, like, serious crime.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, it's like for murder and GBH.
Oh, God. How have you been? Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. Well, so...
Go on.
I was on the tube yesterday.
Ooh.
On the Central Line.
Oh, very common.
I live on the Central Line. And I got on. I sat next to these two girls who I didn't really clock before I sat down. And... I mean, it wasn't even public display of affection. This was almost borderline soft porn, what they were doing. Kissing, they were touching each other's lips, they were stroking each other, one was leaning back, and it was getting pretty graphic. And I was feeling quite uncomfortable. I mean, I don't care that they were two girls. I don't care if they were two boys.
Girls.
I don't care if it was a man or woman. I don't care if it was two goats. Public displays of affection, I don't want in public. And I was gearing myself up to say something because I thought this is 5:30 on a Sunday on the Sabbath. This is not appropriate.
Okay.
And just as I was about to say something, one of them now leaning into the other's lap, the one sort of holding the other had the most profuse nosebleed, and it went all over both of them.
Oh, wow.
And I had three packs of Jempo in my bag, but there was by no way on earth I was going to be giving them a packet of my Jempo.
What's Jempo?
Tissues.
Kleenex.
Well, like that. Another brand.
Right, okay. Jempo. How should you deal with someone that's PDAing if it's making you feel uncomfortable?
Well, I was just going to say, girls, should we save this for later?
Is that what you were
going
to say?
I was going to say something like that. Or, girls, would you mind?
Yeah, PDAing does make people feel uncomfortable. Try not. It's all right to have a kiss.
I think, you know...
A bit of a cuddle. That's all right, but... Yeah.
A peck on the cheek, fine.
Yeah.
To me, a kiss, a hug, it's a private moment between, especially when it's between, you know, lovers. And to do it in front of others, it somehow isn't There's almost an agenda there. And it sort of devalues it, to be perfectly honest. And I'd rather it be private.
Don't be necking on the number 23 to the bus station. It's not right, is it?
Or on the westbound Central Line.
Yeah, exactly. To be fair, I'd be very British if I seen somebody necking on or doing PDAing. I'd just be like, I'd look, just I know I'd never say anything. Should we get a gin and a bonnet? Should we start the episode with our...
Yes, you poured last week, I'll pour this week.
What's our signature drink? That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is our signature drink. I'm glad you've stopped trying to bring in your rubbish drinks that you want me to...
Now wrong with your Benny and Hopcock.
Sorry?
This is not wrong with your Benny and Hopcock.
At the same time?
I just went... just went a bit Burnley. In Burnley, we call each
you
other...
You went a bit Burnley. I mean, this whole podcast should have been quite Burnley.
We call each other cock. Did you know that?
No.
My mum doesn't like it, to be fair. She says it's common.
Doesn't like...
Shut up. I walked into that.
Painful. Bring tears to your eyes.
In Burnley, we say, all right, cock. What's up, cock? Do you want to be a cock?
I'm not going to say anything.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
So you talked about PDAing before. Mm-hmm. I did a round of brews recently at work, and what is the correct colour to have your tea?
Well, you should have no milk at all, if you're being perfectly honest.
Really? Because yes. I like a milky brew, and there's a chart you can get online. If you just Google tea chart, I like it a bit milky. I don't, everyone thinks...
To be perfectly honest...
Everyone thinks, Jordan, you're a bit of a bloke. You're a... manly bloke. Yeah, I know.
If only they knew you better.
They're like, you like your builder's tea, don't you? I'm like, actually, I'm more of a milky tea kind of person. So,
if
on.
I'm being honest...
What's the etiquette for tea?
I've never had to work in an office. Well, I have a bit, but not sort of not when I had to do the tea. And I would do the teas, all black teas, and you put a little milk jug...
Oh,
and
right.
You get everyone else to do their own milk and sugar.
That's, do you know what? That's
a more logical way.
That's a great
idea.
You
go around with a tray, you take it to their desk, they take off their mug, they add the milk, they add the sugar, and then you move on the way.
Is it ever okay to make a Jack brew? It's not, is it?
You've talked to me about this before. What is a Jack brew?
A Jack, so I don't know if this is, I think if someone's being Jack. Oh, you Jack bar steward. I'm not swearing in the new series, I'm being good. Oh, you Jack get, or... Have you just been to the shop and not got my old Jack?
Yeah, I get the idea.
Jack means being a bit tight. So if you make a Jack brew, like, you sneak in and make your own brew. And make it on your own. Is it ever okay to do that? You know, sometimes...
If the office is empty, yeah.
You know, even if you live in a house with loads of people and you sneak in the kitchen, you know, you shut the door quietly, put the kettle on.
Well, if they're not in the room that you're then going to sit in, why don't you need to go and ask them? If they're in their own private room, no.
My dad goes mad at me for that. I used to sneak past and, like, try and hide my tea. And he went, have you just made a Jack brew? Get back in there and make me and your mum a brew now. I miss living at home.
It's all go, isn't it?
I really
Can I just pull you up on something? I know weeks ago we had the Oscars, and you did that thing for your other job that you did.
Hang on, Oscars were ages. Why
no, I know. But I've been meaning to talk to you about this for a while.
Okay, it's been niggling. Yeah. Oscars, when are we thinking now? Feb, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a few weeks about this.
Mm.
Right, go on.
And I'm only really asking you this because this film is about to come out on DVD. For weeks.
Oh my God! Will you let this?
You are a film. You are a snob. I never thought I would call you this. You are a film snob. Why did you not go and watch Mary Poppins Returns?
Because I don't want to watch pissing Mary.
I invited you so many times tonight. Oh no! I'm going to go with this friend. I'm going to go with that friend. Have you seen it?
What is the polite way of declining? I don't want to see it. It's not up my street. You know me. I'm cultured. I like my arty films. I'm not. I don't want to see it. I go to the cinema.
Have you seen the original?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah. It was a long, long time ago.
I'm not a violent man, but I've never wanted to punch you in the face more.
you digged me last week.
A what?
Digged me.
Digged.
Yeah, right. You gave me a birthday dig, remember?
Yeah, I do. Not hard enough, clearly.
Mate, I don't want to... I've got so... Look, I will show you now. I think we've talked about this before. I go to cinema like two or three times a week. I've got a list here of all the films I want to see.
Show me. Show me this list. Mm. I bet you they're all poncy, arty, art house films.
Films to watch.
Give it to me. I'll read it.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Films to watch. Stan and Ollie.
Not seen that yet.
Glass.
Yep, seen.
Destroyer.
No, not seen that.
A Star is Born.
Still not seen that.
It's a bit camp. Green Book.
Yep, fantastic. So glad it won the Oscar.
Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Yep, really good.
If Beale Street Could Talk.
Not seen that yet.
Beast.
Yep.
I think I've seen that.
Really good.
Mary.
What? But don't put that on my films to watch.
Attention, where's your emojis? Let's do...
Can I just say, I really don't like people being on my phone.
Yeah, I know. You think I'm still on notes as well.
Give me my phone. there's people at work that just give you your phone. I'm like, no. No.
I'm going to set you, by the end of April, you have to have watched Mary Poppins Returns, or we're doing film night at mine. Okay?
All right. The Vice as well is very good. We're going to do a toast. We've not toasted. Who should we toast to?
I think Mary Poppins.
All right, that's your favourite character, who can I toast to? Who's my favourite character? Brian Potter.
Who's that?
Just toast.
Who's Brian Potter?
It's a 10-foot cock and balls, man.
I'm sorry?
Mary Poppins is one of your favourite fictional characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's real, but yeah.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Mine's Brian Potter from Phoenix Nights.
All right.
Get that down. Get that down right now. Why is there a bike on the wall? Is that my good typewriter? Get it down. Get it down right now.
Okay. To Mary Poppins.
And Brian Potter.
Your good health.
Shall we crash on with the episode?
Oh, good, you've learnt.
It's crack on.
It's crash.
It's crash. Crack.
The other thing, just quickly to mention.
Oh, go on.
And we'll talk more about this in the next episode. We're going on holiday. Oh, it's a jolly holiday with William.
We're all going on a spring holiday. William and Jordan are going away.
I need to stop you there.
Shit-faced. And we're going on a holiday.
I'm stopping you there. I'm afraid there is going to be a third wheel.
Are you joking?
Mm. What? It was, as you know,
Are you winding me up?
No.
He is not coming. You said... Right,
and he stuck his oar in.
Right, listen to this.
This was supposed to be a two-talent holiday.
William is working in the place that we're not allowed to mention, yeah. Are we? Right? And you said to me, Mikey can't come, would you love to come along? I was like, yes, mate, I would love to. Why is he sticking his oar in? You're not coming. I'm not sharing a frigging room with him as well.
Oh, no, he's not in our room.
So he's got his own room.
He's actually in a lesser place. We are in the best hotel in this place.
Is he coming on?
He's in an Airbnb, which is 1 kilometre away. We'll hardly see him.
4 pints Benedict. Why have you just told me this on the podcast?
Well, I had to tell you at some point.
I can't believe you've... Is he actually coming?
Yeah.
Right, we can't go into too much detail.
But the good news is, because yours and my flights were booked separately to his, he's in a totally different section of the plane.
What's the point in him coming?
Well,
is it for podcast reasons?
But Jordan, a bit like when you two went and did your private thing, I felt we had to include him. Because that's the sort of person I am.
Our private thing is like that trip in Gavin and Stacey. Nobody wants to talk about it. It just happened. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't pick your nose.
I've got a massive bogey that I'm going to have to get.
I don't...
Do you want to see?
No, I don't want to see it.
Are you sure? What do you do if... Right, everyone picks their nose, and it is rude to pick your nose. What should you do with it after? Because I usually roll it
up. Put it in a handkerchief.
Oh, dear. Not roll it up and...
No.
Oh, hang on, it's stuck. I'm trying to flick it. I want to...
You are chuss.
Oh, it's sticking to me now.
Great. You had something else to talk to me about?
Oh, yeah. I've seen this a lot lately. Mainly the Americans, I'm not going to lie. We've got quite a few American listeners. Birth announcements.
Yes.
Now, what's wrong with just going round to your mum and dad's and being like, Mum, Dad, I've something to tell you. I'm pregnant. Now, I don't know if you've seen, there's all these videos. You've got pop balloons and a picture of a baby scan comes out. One, they cut the picture up into lots of little pieces. Dog eats it and then shits out a picture and reveals whether it's a boy or girl. It's just getting ridiculous. What do you think about the whole thing?
Yeah, I don't love it. I think, you know, obviously an announcement in the newspaper.
What?
Times or Telegraph.
Oh, is that still a thing?
Upon the birth. So after it has, you know, been produced, then, you know, you put, you know, North to proud parents, Jordan and Brenda. A son.
Don't the royals still
Dominic.
Do that?
Well, not in. Well, yes, but not like that. They do a whole easel that goes outside Buckingham Palace, and it's sort of a nice notice.
I mean, it's all right to post on Facebook that you're pregnant and stuff. We live in 2019. Do you think that's okay?
Well, I think first of all, you should wait until at least the first trimester is over and done with. I mean, I think
it's not the Hunger Games. What are you on about?
The first trimester. the first cycle of pregnancy. So you're 3 months in.
Oh, right. Okay.
So you wait until you're 3 months in, all looks good, then I think perhaps post about it. But after you have told friends and family,
yeah,
your friends, we've said this before with engagements, your friends should not discover this, your news, via Facebook or Instagram. You should be told in person.
Oh, well, I don't know. It's hard work these days, isn't it?
No. I would be seriously ticked off
you
to
tell
learn.
You tell your close friends. Of,
yes.
All right,
yeah.
If I was pregnant, I'd text you first. But if someone like producer Ben and Kat got pregnant...
You were pregnant, I'd drop down dead.
No, I mean, it's fine to do it. I'm just saying these videos are getting ridiculous now. Like, they're doing big stunts.
It's a bit sort of, look at me.
Yeah,
and I don't like it.
I agree with that. But it's fine to put... I seen one recently that was very cute. There's a little boy who I know, and he had a chalkboard, and he said, I'm going to be a big brother. And that was fine. They put a picture up on Facebook. I thought that was cute. No?
Yeah.
No? Tacky.
Not sure I love it.
I like that. No. I thought it was cute.
I like Margaret Thatcher's approach when she came outside of number 10 Downing Street once her daughter, Carol, had had a baby and said to the press, we are a grandmother. When Mikey and I got together, I actually phoned up my brother and went, we are a boyfriend. He got the reference.
What year was that when Thatcher did that?
It was while she was Prime Minister.
So it would have been in the 80s then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now, are you all right? George.
Sorry.
Could we please remember, I have some semblance of a career left.
Sorry, I'm a bit pissed.
And now it's time, back by semi-popular demand, it's Jordan's joke of the week. This will keep you hanging on. Jordan, make us gag.
Fella comes home, says to wife... So I've just been speaking to a milkman, and apparently he slept with every woman on the street bar one. And I'll tell you the punchline after the...
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Break. So a fella comes home from work and he says to the wife, I've just been speaking to the milkman and he's been boasting and said that he shagged every woman on this street bar one.
Mm.
And his wife said to the fella, I bet it was that slapper at number 23.
Right.
He's not like that one.
Yeah, I've heard it before, actually. We've been selling our merchandise, our cups for Gin and Debonair, on our website for a while now. It's the same cups that we drink from during this series while we record. If you want them, go to the website.
As always, we need your problems, your stories, your confessions, your dilemmas, your secrets, anything, any observations, anything for future episodes of the podcast. There are plenty of ways to get in touch with us. The easiest way is just to email us, help@sextedmyboss.com. That's help@sextedmyboss.com. Just drop us an email. Keep producer Ben happy by sending something across. Everyone has got at least one naughty story or a question that they can rustle up. We are pretty sure of it. We're on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram as well. You can find us @sextedmyboss to get in touch on those platforms. If you're not already following us, make sure you do. Or, like we always say, you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website as well, which we told you before, sextedmyboss.com. com. And of course, if you fancy giving Producer Ben a call to be in the chance of featuring on a future episode, give that help hotline a call. That's the all new thing that we're doing for this series, help hotline. That is on our website as well. Now, basically, just go on the website, sexwithmyboss.com. All the information is there. Tickets, how to get in touch, letters, just website. William Hanson.
Yes.
Open yourself up on the first question, please.
Oh, I'm not opening myself up. I don't do that for anyone, and I certainly don't do this for Debs off Instagram, who has our first question.
Hiya, Debs.
Oh, dear Debs, you're setting the bar really high.
I knew with the name Debs. Debs and Karen and Carol.
Carol?
Always good laughs.
I did number twos and left a trace. How does one go about cleaning up when the dreaded hashtag bog brush is missing?
You've got to use a bit of... Make sure you get a big chunk of tissue paper so you don't get any on your hands and wipe it off.
I'm not answering this.
Why not? Right, come on. Oi, real talk. Real talk now. You've left a massive skid around a toilet.
It's funny. I've never done that.
There's no toilet brush. You get a load of...
Lavatory brush.
There's no lavatory brush. You get a load of toilet. Never mind. Get off the gin and the bonnet. It's not that bad. Real talk. You get some tissue paper and wipe it off that way.
This question is from Jay.
All right, Jay.
Hello, Jordan and William. He means hello, William and Jordan.
Why are you first? Crack on.
As a loyal pod listener, all the way in Chicago. Howdy. I just wanted to say thank you for what has become one of my most looked forward to podcasts. I'm always excited for new episodes and love a replay of the old ones. As a fan, I've made sure to spread the G&D for love and have introduced listeners not only here in Chicago, but also as far as California.
Yes, Jay!
Howdy to them. In fact, my question was actually spawned while listening to the podcast with my closest friend over drinks one night. My closest friend, as I learned on the pod, best friend is unacceptable at my age.
Yeah, apparently so.
And I are as close as brothers. Aww. Essentially just short of being blood related.
They're best mates. There's no
the thing is,
that.
I'm gay and he's straight. While this is of no matter to us, for a select group of our friends, there has been a constant running narrative that I am secretly in love with him.
Aww.
Though I do love him dearly and would take a bullet for him, his bits, though lovely, are the furthest thing from my mind. That said, is there any way to finally silence the inane belief that I just wanted to get in his pants? Or should I resign myself to the idea that a gay man having a straight best friend will always raise eyebrows? Cheers, Jay. And he says, P.S. Drunk Jordan is a literal treasure. Well, Jay, it isn't, but that we'll argue that point another time.
William.
What?
Come here.
Hmm?
I'm holding William's hand now. Did you write this letter in? Pretending to be Jay. Because we know a lot of people think you're in love with me.
The longer you hold my hand, the less attracted to you I am.
It's okay. Shh. Shh. There.
I think I'd rather sleep with Anne Widdecombe than you, I'll be honest.
Is she a virgin?
Does it matter?
Is it Anne Widdecombe or Anne? Who's the one that presents Weakest Link?
Anne Robbins.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah.
I always get mixed up with them too. Do you know what, Jay? Actually, that happens a lot, doesn't it? And it's not just like gay people. It happens as well, like if you've got, say, a close
female friend.
Yeah,
if
say
you're
a man's got a female friend and stuff like that. It happens a lot. What? How do you deal with that? Because the more you deny it, the more it seems like you. It's true. It's a tough one, that.
You could just play up to it, okay?
Don't do that.
You could just, with him as well, you could make a joke about it and go, look, our friends clearly think this. Let's, ham it up a bit. Or you just get in relationships. I mean, that's the other solution.
No, I've, do you know what?
With other people.
I've got it, Jay. Confront them on it. Call them out on it. Be like, hang on, right, this ain't right. Just because I'm mates with him, it don't mean I fancy him. Right, call them out on it. Put them in the place, Jay. Tell them straight.
Well, no, that's the trouble.
What?
Being straight.
Good one.
But I hope, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to then clear it with Mikey that I can say this. Mikey and I were very, very, very good friends.
Yes, you were.
Before we were an item. And sometimes, okay, we were both gay, so that, that always helps. Sometimes, actually, friends can become in a relationship. And, touch wood, we're approaching our fourth anniversary. Mm-hmm. It's all gone well. So, but okay, he's straight. He likes women. it's a shame that your friends are thinking that, you know, oh, you're gay, so you must fancy him. That's their problem, not yours.
Yeah, I agree. I remember when you and Mikey were friends.
Mm.
I'm trying to think first time I met Mikey. When was the first time I met him? Were it at one of your soirees?
Probably.
No. I remember him, he's really tall, Mikey. I mean, put it this way, William is punching. You are. Oh, what's
I'll
the
punch you again.
What's the etiquette? Because I was at a wedding recently.
Yes.
And I told my mate that he was punching and he took it the wrong way, but he is massively punching. Is it all right to tell someone they're punching?
No.
Is it not?
No. Right, we've got another handwritten letter on. Look, a quality correspondence
card. Oh my God, it looks like the Queen Mother herself has written this from James Pataver. Can I read one for once? I can't even
Good
read
luck.
This. All right, let me read. Shall I read one for once?
Here we go, everybody.
Dear William, sending my warmest regards from the Concord Room at TS, despite the Canadian postmark. I'm a huge fan of your glorious podcast. Hang on,
it's like being in year one, isn't it?
Hang on, James, you dickhead. There's two of us here. Which reminds me of all the glorious... You read it. I can't read this. I'm writing. I'm getting bored.
And this is why I read the letters. Dear William, sending my warmest regards from the Concord Room at TS.
How can you read?
He means T5. Sorry, Terminal 5.
Oh, right.
despite the Canadian postmark. I'm a huge fan of your glorious podcast, which reminds me of all the glorious eccentricities of England.
See, you're struggling. See?
I got further than you.
Yeah, that's not because I read it, and plus I'm pissed. Do you want another gin?
I spent a good chunk of my early 20s as...
See, he writes... He's written this with his foot.
I spent a good chunk of my early 20s on Pont Street, living in your adopted town and understanding the British. While now based back in Toronto, you and Jordan, he's finally get mentioned, often... Sorry. Offer me no end of laughs.
Sorry for calling you.
Sending you both best wishes from across the pond and looking forward to your... Oh, to your return letter on your luxury letterhead. Do you know, that's lovely. Thank you so much indeed for that, James. No question, but I'm glad that we spent the last hour trying to work out what you had said. So thank you so much indeed.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you for taking
sorry
the time
for calling me... sorry for calling me you a dickhead.
And the last question is from Helen. Hello, William, Jordan, and a...
It's Jordan
right. Do you know
and William.
What? I'm not even when they've written this in, I'm just going to not read that bit. Hello, William and Jordan. I have a question that I'd love your unequivocal opinion on. Whilst out on a long walk with my brother, who shall remain nameless to save his dignity, he was, shall we say, caught short, and swiftly made his way into the woodland to lay a cable. I was mortified, but he insists it's perfectly fine, and when you've got to go, you've got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So who's right? Well, Helen, I'm with you. That is disgusting.
No.
Is he a bear? No.
I have never shit outside, I can honestly say, but I have been caught short. And recently, I was on this tour, and we had to find a McDonald's every hour. This is the most Jordan North way of getting food poisoning, right? My friend had a salad from... a well-known restaurant, well-known restaurant chain. Can't name it for legal reasons. And we'd all finished, and I went, "Are you having the rest of that? Go on then, I'll have it." So I had the rest of his salad. He was coming out of both ends. I was just coming out of the one, and I got caught short. But sometimes if you've got to go outside, you've got to go outside. As long as no one's watching, it's in a bush. Use a good dock leaf. Or rip your boxers and wipe your bum with that.
Wow.
That's my advice.
What a way to end. Helen, I would say you're right.
Is that the letters for today, then, the questions?
That is the letters for today.
Before we go,
yeah.
You've got some new sneaks on, haven't you?
I'm wearing a trainer, yes.
Sneaks.
Do you know, for years...
Why have you got... As if you're wearing black TNs. I never thought you'd wear...
TNs?
TNs.
What are TNs?
No, you've not. They're New Balance, aren't they?
They are.
All you need now, mate, is to pull your trousers up a bit more, no snap socks, and you'd look very cool.
Would I? Maybe I'll do that next week.
Yeah.
I might look like producer Ben.
Oh, you don't want to look like him?
No.
Nobody wants to look like him.
Although he's got an even camper scarf than I wear.
Oh, do you know what as well? Do you know what I hate that he does at the moment, right?
What?
He flicks his hair without touching it.
That's because it's too long. It needs a haircut.
Like that would take my headphones off. He keeps going like this. It's like,
Bless him. If you have any more questions, all the information, sexedmyboss.com. So what have you learnt, Jordan?
Today, I'm a bit squiffy again today. Mm. I'm on my way now. What did we talk about at the start? Oh, tea. If you're doing a big brew round, get them to pour their own milk.
Yeah, put it on a tray. In fact, if you're going to do that in your office, send us a photograph. I want to see a photograph of somebody holding a tea tray with a nice little milk jug, getting their co-workers, their colleagues, to pour in their own milk. Show us.
I've also learnt that Canadians write with their feet, and...
And I've learnt that you're really pleased that producer Ben is third wheeling our holiday.
No, he is not. I'm not having him coming in.
He doesn't need to. He can come over on the
flight. I said you're like a dementor. He's like a frigging Uber dementor. We'll be there chilling. I'll be reading my book. He'll be like, hi, guys. Isn't it hot around the pool, guys?
Oh, I think you need to reassess where we're going.
Where are we going?
I don't think there's a pool, but we'll tell you next week.
There's not a pool.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, sod off, you can both.
It's by the sea.
No, I don't like it.
We'll tell you more next week.
I've been a bit moody there, yeah. See you next week.
Goodbye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.